Chapter 1. Greater is He. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. My wife Debbie and I are building a house right now. It's on some land we recently purchased in the country. The construction workers have been really good about welcoming us to the site whenever we come by to check on progress, and it's been exciting to watch a dream take shape from the ground up. On one visit to the site, however, we had a little incident involving an animal. Now, I'm a big fan of animals, dogs, cats, horses, giraffes, zebras, chimpanzees. I loved going to the zoo when I was a kid, and I appreciate a good household pet as a grown-up. But there are some animals that give me a hard time. Out in the wild, fine. Live and let live. But inside my house or anywhere near the people I love, then watch out. Usually anywhere within the city limits of Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, where we currently live, you're fine. But drive anywhere outside town, and you'll soon see that Texas is the land of fire ants, tarantulas, and, you guessed it, rattlesnakes. So the other day, Debbie and I were out visiting the construction site. The foundation was poured, the floors were roughed in, and the framing was finished, but that was it. Our house was wide open to the wilds. As we were walking around the worksite, Debbie suddenly stopped. "Robert," she said, "quick, look over there." Sure enough, not far from where my wife stood, a rattlesnake lay coiled on the floor of my future home. It was easy to see why he had come inside. A workman had left part of his lunch lying around, a hard-boiled egg, and the rattlesnake had slid up with a smile on his face to take a bite. What would you do in that situation? Now remember, I'm an animal lover, live and let live, but I'm also a Texas boy at heart. If I find a tarantula lurking in my bathroom sink, I don't try to make friends with him. The same goes for rattlesnakes. I have young grandchildren, and I don't want a brood of venomous serpents anywhere near my house. A rattlesnake is actually a pit viper, not a kind snake. He's introverted and likes to be left alone, and usually he'll only strike when threatened. But if a rattler does strike, and he will strike if given the right opportunity, he has enough venom in his fanged bite to inflict serious harm, even kill a person. What did I do? I grabbed the nearest 2x4, walked over, and bashed that snake in the head. Spiritual snakes. Guess what? This same kind of problem confronts a lot of people. Unwelcome snakes of the spiritual sort can slither into our houses, particularly when doors and windows are left wide open. Those spiritual snakes are